staff and volunteers of CJSF wish you a safe and happy holiday season.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
This is Feather Rock, Spoiled the Child, and this is What is a Shooting Star?
A shooting star is not a star, is not a star at all. A shooting star's a meteor that's heading for a fall.
A shooting star is not a star, why does it shine so bright?
The friction as it falls through air produces heat and light. A shooting star or meteor, whichever name you like, the minute it comes down to Earth, it's called a meteorite.
A shooting star is not a star,
a
it's not a star,
is not a star,
a shooting
star is not
a meteor that's
a shooting star's a meteor that's heading for a fall.
Not a star, why
a shooting star
so
is not a star, why
the
does
friction
it shine
as
so
it falls through air,
the friction as it falls
light.
Through air,
a shooting star
heat
or
light.
Meteor,
a
whichever
star
name you
or
like,
meteor, whichever
the
name you like,
down to Earth,
the minute it comes down to Earth. It's called a meteorite.
If you feel like singing a song, and you want other people to sing along, you just sing what you feel. Don't let anyone say it's wrong. And if you're trying to paint a picture, but you're not sure which colors belong, just paint what you see. Don't let anyone say it's wrong. And if you're strung out like a kite, or stung awake in the night, it's all right to be frightened. When there's a light, what light? There's a light, what light? There's a light, white light inside of you. You think you might need somebody to pick you up when you drag. Don't lose sight of yourself. Don't let anyone change your back. And if the whole world's singing your songs, and all of your paintings have been hung, just remember what was yours is everyone's from now on. And that's not wrong or right, but you can struggle with it all you like. You're gonna get uptight. When there's a light, what light? 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 There's a light, one light. There's a light, white light. There's a light, one light. There's a light, white light. There's a light, one light. There's a light, one light. There's a light, white light. There's a light. What?
white light, there's a light, white light, there's a light, white light, there's a light, one light.
Dad,
hey Liam.
Happy Hanukkah!
Oh,
hey, because it's ska for Hanukkah.
It is ska for Hanukkah. That is Mr. G from Pioneer Valley, and your former
music teacher. Yep, exactly.
Doing the song Hanukkah, which is a in that version a ska song, and therefore
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Woo!
We'll go before that with What Light, and start off with They Might Be Giants. What is a Shooting Star? Here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Last weekend, I got confused reading the calendar and didn't play any Hanukkah songs, even though we were in Hanukkah. So this week, basically everything Hanukkah or light themed.
I see.
So a little bit of solstice stuff.
Sure.
And some stuff just about light in general.
Mm-hmm. Light's important.
And that's Hanukkah, celebration of lights. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, to come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. My name's Bill over there.
It's Liam. Hi.
It's great to have you here, Liam. Mm-hmm. Happy holidays to you.
You as well.
Music here from the Jimmies. It is Hanukkah, O Hanukkah, O Hanukkah medley. Each one of those spelled slightly differently.
Ha.
Days long ago were. America under the stars.
As darkness falls, I lay awake. Morning.
From her album Sing a Festive Song, Solstice is Here, subtitled Winter's Come. Heard a 16-second song from Fountains of Wayne from their Out of State Plates. It's Hanukkah Under the Stars.
Nice.
And the Jimmys, little reggae Hanukkah song, which, as we were discussing off the air.
Very closely related to ska.
Yeah, reggae kind of grew into modern ska, I think is a fair way to put it. Ska's the best.
It's pretty great.
There should be more ska.
There should be more ska. That's There's some good local ska, Dad.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We went and saw some.
Indeed, yep.
What was the name of that
band? That's Space Monkey Mafia.
Space Monkey Mafia, which
Check
is the...
A good. Some of their stuff is kids-friendly, too, I think.
Probably so, and it is also the platonic ideal of a ska band name.
It is, really. It's remarkable.
It's perfect. Music here from Polyphonic Spree, Light and Day. Thank you.
comes up, the flowers bloom. The rain comes down, the flowers grow. People dancing everywhere,
the sun comes up again. The sun comes up, the flowers bloom. The rain comes down, the flowers grow. People dancing everywhere, the sun comes up again.
Some folks are trying to sleep. He said, man, why you snoozing? Think of all the time you're losing. Life you could be using for living free. So I jumped out of bed, breathed the air into my head, and tiptoed past the rest, just dead asleep.
Part of the Austin music experience. It's Red Yarn from his album Wake Up and Sing. Sort of, I say, because he grew up in Austin.
Ah.
And his dad, I believe, was a teacher at McCallum, if I remember right. And he likes to come back a lot.
Nice.
And
for doesn't live there.
But lives in Portland, Oregon now.
Portland, Oregon. Speaking part of the Portland of, music experience, Dad.
Exactly. Speaking of coming back, this is not an announcement that Red Yarn is going to be there, but we did just confirm that the Saturday of South by Southwest, we're again doing the community concerts out on Auditorium Shores.
Oh, yay.
It's going to be great. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, indie music for indie kids. And Liam, we're at a point in the show.
Ooh, a point in the show?
We are at a point in the we're crazy. Always at the point in the
this
show,
is true. We
to
are,
be clear. But yeah. We're at a specific point in the show.
The point in the show, even.
Where we need help from the folks at home. Will you tell them what's going on.
Gladly. So my dad's going to ask us if we have a question. Then everybody, we're all going to yell as loudly as we can.
Oh.
What?
I'm gonna ask
we're
going to
yell really loudly, yes. And then he'll ask us what the question is, Dad. And then we'll all yell as loudly as we can, are you prepared to rock?
And you don't actually have to yell the yes part.
Nope, you do. I said it. You gotta.
Okay, well,
it's
that's
tradition,
never,
Dad.
It has not been a tradition.
Always tradition.
Not true. I have almost 1,000 episodes where that has not been the case. But anyway, Hey, Liam and everybody at home, do you have a question for me?
Yes!
Okay, what is that question?
Are you prepared to rock?
I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first advice from They Might Be Giants, who are not yelling.
Consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock.
It's the Jingle Punks with Hanukkah, Oh Hanukkah.
I was watching a spelling bee on ESPN2, and these kids were spelling words that
don't come naturally to me, are you?
Like oligarchy.
Solipsism.
Bouillabaisse.
Epistemology.
Insouciant.
Onomatopoeia.
Syllogism.
Perspicacious.
Hypothalamus. There's some other ones.
Hot dog.
No.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Yeah,
I like hot dog.
Well, I bet they would get stumped if they had to spell Hanukkah.